Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. Today, I want to talk about information and decision-making and how more information is not always better. Recently, I came across a piece on the behavioral investment blog titled, "Can More Information Lead to Worse Investment Decisions?" In the piece, the author references a research study titled, "The Effects of Amount of Information on Judgment, Accuracy, and Confidence," that was published in 2008 in the academic journal Organizational Behavior and Human Decision Processes. In short, the researchers found that having more information available that was meant to help subjects make decisions had interesting and some counterintuitive effects. Essentially, more information did not increase the quality of decision-making in a significant way, while at the same time having more information increased the subject's level of confidence in their decisions, which, as we just noted, did not in fact get any better. Here's a quick illustration of an experiment that shows this effect. In the experiment, subjects had to predict the outcome of a number of college football games based on sets of anonymous statistical information about the teams. The information was provided to the subjects in blocks of six, so for the first trial or set of predictions, each subject had six pieces of data about the teams, and after each subsequent trial of predictions, they were given another block of information, up to a total of five blocks, or 30 data points in total about the teams, and then in each round updated their predictions. Participants were asked to predict both the winner and their confidence in their judgment between 50% and 100%. The aim of the experiment was to understand how increased information impacted both accuracy and confidence in the decisions and predictions. So what happened? Well, the contrasting impact of the additional information was stark. The accuracy of decision-making was flat. Decisions were little better with 30 statistics than just 6. However, participant confidence that they could select the winner increased materially and consistently. When we come into possession of more seemingly relevant information, our belief that we are making the right decision can be emboldened, even if there is no justification for this shift in confidence levels. This is a really important reminder and a kind of warning for any of us, say those of us in HR in 2019, who are increasingly seeking to and are more able to gather more data and information to use to apply in HR and talent decision making. If more information does not always, or maybe ever, lead to better decisions, then we need to be really much more careful how we plan to gather, process, and apply data and information for HR decision making. There are plenty of reasons why we are inclined to gather more data if we can. We might not know what information is actually relevant to the decision, so we look to simply collect more data. Or we want to show that we did a lot of research before taking any decision. Or we just want to be more comfortable with our decision if it is supported by more data. But I think it's best to start small with our data sets that we apply to HR decisions and take time to test if the data we already possess is meaningful and predictive before chasing more data for data's own sake. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.